Welcome back, everybody.
Oh my God.
Welcome back to this memorial service, everybody. We will now pay our
Welcome
respects to the recently deceased podcast that we tried to record.
Oh, it's your boy Safe. Back at it again with Lex and Sharon. Dude, I need a new intro, goddamn. But today's topic of discussion is our favorite foods or cuisines or whatever. And so right now we came up with this topic like 10 minutes ago because we're all really hungry right now, and I'm just gonna order food right after this call. So I'll go first. So my favorite food, I like a lot of different kind of food. I love food in general, and but I have this thing with food. Like when it comes to cuisines, I feel like I love Japanese and Italian like a lot, but the only type of cuisine that really fills me up, or like destroys my hunger, is desi food. Like, I don't know if that's because like my body's like, my body grew up eating Indian food my whole life, so like it's only used to that. But you feel me? Like, I don't know, I could eat like tons of pasta, or I could eat tons of like, Japanese, like I could eat sushi forever, but it goes right through me.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah,
That's
Indian food is
really
heavy in
weird.
general. I mean, like Indian food is not that great over here, but people still get filled up by that, and because I guess because of the spices, and I mean, butter chicken has so much butter, dude. Like, come on.
Yeah, there's a lot of ghee, there's a lot of like
Yeah.
oil. I mean, a lot of oil and what is ghee called in English?
Oh,
Ghee.
ghee. I don't know. I think it's butter.
It's not buttered.
It's
Stupid
butter.
dumb
Oh,
ass.
no. I
Butter
think
is buttered.
it's milk and something.
Fucking you fucking desi idiots.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Not butter for sure.
Ghee,
It's
bro. What else can it be called? It's.
whatever, dude.
I think it's called margarine. No,
What did you say? What did you
that's
say?
nothing.
Did you say
Nothing.
margarine? The hell, Langston? Oh yeah. What is that thing called, that bird that's in a farm that we like, it runs around and makes this clucking noise? Is it called a sushi? Is that what it's called? Moron.
Okay, but yeah. So I'd say, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it what my favorite food is, but right now I don't know, I'm just like thinking of
What are you
some
gonna order now, Saif? What are you gonna order?
my guy, I was just thinking about ordering Popeyes. I've been ordering Popeyes for the last like
Popeyes.
I've been thinking of ordering Popeyes. I've been ordering Popeyes for the past like whole week now,
That's
but
Popeyes in India.
I'm in Dubai, you moron.
Oh, what the hell? When you reach the what the fuck?
Okay, let me go next, 'cause okay, for me, like here, I'm in Muscat. There's like specific things I love about specific like places or whatever. There's like, I like shawarmas. There's this place called Fatayer Express here, which has this amazing Mexican grilled shawarma, and it's like amazing. It tastes beautiful. And in general, like, I'm a chicken fan. I hate seafood. Like, I can't do seafood at all, but I'm like a chicken fan. So anything fried chicken related, I'm down with. Anything chicken related, I'm down with, actually.
I think, yeah, chicken's great.
No, chicken's like the go-to food.
Why does Langston sound like Robocop?
I
Yeah.
swear, what the hell's happening?
He sounds like fucking like Mysterio or something. So when
Oh,
it comes
fuck,
to like
Lang.
my favorite meats, I know you guys are gonna crack some weird, stupid joke. Okay, so when it comes to my favorite meats, I feel like my favorite would be like lamb.
Dark meat.
I know what's your favorite meat.
Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Super mature, man. It's Pride Month. Wow. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so, but yeah, I'd say lamb is honestly like hands down the best. Like, nothing beats lamb. Chicken, like, no way, dude. Like,
I
lamb's the
mean, you
best.
can't have too much lamb. That's a problem.
What? Are you allergic to it or something? What do you mean you can't
No,
have
as
too
in, like, you can eat more
much?
chicken than you can eat more lamb. But lamb, it's definitely
See, the
good.
thing with lamb, which I guess is mutton, I guess, is I cannot eat mutton outside my house because Kashmiri mutton is divine, and everything else pretty much pales in comparison for me. I've never had, like, I always exclusively deny eating mutton outside my house or like my relative's house because like I can't do it. But with chicken, this is why, okay, these are the type of cuisines I like because of chicken. So I like Mexican food because it kind of is pretty close to like the Asian cuisine culture. Like it's close to desi food because it's spicy and tangy. And it's got like you know, crunchiness and the sweet things are cool too. I like Chinese food for the same reason, I guess, because it's got a little salt and sweetness thing going on. I love honey mustard. It's amazing with everything.
Damn. You got access to a selection. Okay.
Langston, you got anything?
My turn.
Langston, tell us about Goan food, man.
Okay, firstly, the kind of food that I like. I love Indian food, definitely.
I'm definitely into Indian food. I like particularly love butter chicken and naan. Like that's like literally the first thing I would ever look at, try to find on an Indian menu.
Mm.
I definitely like
very original, by the way,
biryani as well. but speaking of Indian food,
wow, three Indian dudes talking about food.
No. But honestly, dude, come on, Indian food is amazing.
Yeah,
I do love chaat.
I wonder what type of unique perspective they're gonna bring on to food. I know butter chicken with naan. Fucking
butter chicken with naan is the best. Okay, but regardless, I like that. I also love chaat, like in vegetarian, like pani puri, dude. That's like the one thing which I would always look for when I come to Dubai or if I go to Bombay, which I've never been to in like 5 years. I also love Arabic food, honestly, because Arabic food, dude, hands down, one of the best. Like shawarma, hummus, falafels, manakish, dude. It's and yeah, what's that thing called? Kunafa. Oh my god, dude, that's like.
Oh, by the way, can I chime in real quick? There's this place here called Kunafa Al Diafa. Shout out to Kunafa Al Diafa if you want to sponsor me with some of these Nutella kunafas. I'm totally down for that.
Yeah, boy.
Kunafa Al Diafa near Al Moj. Please go visit that place.
Where is
what
it?
What do you call it? It's in Muscat.
In Muscat.
A shameless plug for absolutely no reason, but I do hope to get some food out of this. They have a Nutella kunafa, which is so thick, at least a centimeter of Nutella inside a kunafa. And it's like, amazing.
No offense, creamy. But I think Nutella is overrated.
Nutella is cool in like certain like scenarios. Like I don't eat Nutella in general otherwise, but like that thing, dude, that thing is amazing. Like I like it. I like that Nutella kunafa, and only that one. Like I don't like normal kunafas.
I love the one in Al Reef Bakery. That's in Dubai. Shout out to Al Reef Bakery. I've been going there
Al Reef Bakery.
I've been going there since I was a kid, dude. And honestly, dude, they have one of the best.
What bakery is that, Langston? What bakery have you been going to since you were a kid and loved to death? What is it called again?
Al Reef Bakery.
Al Reef Bakery, located in Karama and everywhere in Dubai. Please go visit Al Reef.
Yeah, oh my god. This is like the worst commercial ever, dude.
opening near you.
Yeah, so I was saying that, yeah, definitely Arabic food is amazing. I also like Iranian food because this one time I actually went to this place called Shiraz in Sharjah. Shout out to Shiraz.
Oh, I've been there.
Dude, they honestly, they have like three different types of rices, if that's how you...
Mandi,
yeah. It's like, and they have like this grilled sheikh kebab and stuff like that. Dude, that was like, that was really memorable. Like, that's been so many years since I've had that, but it's like, it's definitely like, it's like amazing food.
I love Turkish food, man. I feel like Turkish people have the best kebabs. Like, nobody can beat Turkish people's kebabs, man.
Turkish kebabs. I don't remember. I honestly don't.
Like, there used to be this Turkish restaurant near my house. I mean, it's an app king, so like nobody knows about it. But the restaurant's called Shams. Oh yeah,
Shams in Al Baik is one of the best damn Turkish kebabs you've ever eaten.
www.shams.com/AAApodcast. That's it off on your first order.
Oh my god.
So yeah, Turkish food's freaking amazing, dude. Turkish food. Oh my god, dude. Their kebabs, their bread is to die for, dude. Honestly, their bread literally melts in your mouth. It's hands down, I don't know, man. It's I'm so hungry right now. Oh, dude.
Okay, so let me try to, like, just to give everyone sort of like food gasms, I guess. Let's go through our like top 3 or 4 or whatever, like memorable food experiences where we're like, we went to that place and I had this one dish which was like to die for, and I am blown away by that. I want to go first because I have 2 right off the bat. I went to this Republic Day, India's Republic Day, like party. It's basically a party, and Republic Day was the excuse. And there was a counter with all the foods from India, like north to south. And there was this one, like the South Indian corner. They were making dosas, okay? Yeah. Dosas are pretty average, like it's cool, whatever. So I was like, I'll try a dosa. 2 ingredients inside the dosa, right? Like the stuffing for the dosa. It was the dosa. It had sun-dried tomatoes, and it had mozzarella cheese, or paneerish, cheese paneerish, okay? And that is literally like top 10 things I've ever put in my mouth. And that's phrasing, but yeah, it was amazing.
Nice. I'm so sorry.
And the second thing is, I don't know if we've been there together, but there's this restaurant in Sharjah called Chinese House Restaurant. I can't promote it because I think it's been closed for like 6-8 months or something. But hey, they have like the most amazing, it's a Chinese place. They have like this amazing like dried chili chicken, and they have the best fried ice cream I've ever had in my life. I've tried fried ice cream everywhere else and they've all been horrible. This one was,
I like, feel it's overrated. Fried ice cream is overrated, but maybe the
your place face is overrated, Dankston. Your face is underrated and your face is a piece of shit. That's what it is compared to that fried ice cream. Face is okay. Dog shit, bitch.
I don't really know a lot of restaurants by name, but I'd love to freaking share this restaurant with you guys. It's in Dubai. It's on Dubai Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And it's this Moroccan restaurant. It's called Bab Al Mansour.
Wait, what restaurant? Bab Al Mansour. No. What, like, type of restaurant is it?
It's a Moroccan restaurant.
Moroccan restaurant. Nice.
Saif, I just want to go on record and saying, I saw the opportunity to make that joke, but like a gentleman, I let it go. I'm sorry to everyone involved in this joke. All the third parties involved.
Oh my god.
Let it go. This is too funny. Better man than Langston.
Oh my god. This is too funny. This is so awesome.
Freaking. So.
So tell us about this Moroccan restaurant then. About the people that were with you. Were you alone or?
Shut the fuck up, Langston.
The child.
Oh my god, this is so awesome. I love this podcast already.
Okay, so I have this. So I went with this one friend of mine who's Moroccan, and shout out to Kathar. Kathar is, okay, honestly, like, since I grew up in Saudi, I never really had like amazing food. Like, my parents never really tried. Whenever we go to a restaurant,
wait. I'm going to cut you off right there. I'll bake. Shout out Salbek, one of the best damn fried chicken.
Overrated.
Your face is overrated. Continue with your story.
It's definitely overrated. No offense to like my Saudi bros. Honestly, like
your Saudi bros are gonna murder you right now. That's what happened.
Okay, it's freedom of speech. Okay.
There's gonna be wanted posters of you outside like Makkah or something. You're gonna be like, don't let this traitor in.
So, yeah, so back to the Moroccan restaurant. There's a restaurant called Bab Al Mansour. It's on Dubai Boulevard Street. And my guy, I went there for Ramadan. Like, I went to break my fast. And it was, there was this buffet that they had. And the two dishes that stole my heart were freaking, okay, these are kind of hard to pronounce. Okay, one of the dishes was this eggplant dish. It was all vegetarian. It was this eggplant dish called zarlok. It's pronounced zarlok. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's called zarlok or something. Whatever, dude. So, yeah, that dish, honestly, I tried it. You're supposed to have it with bread. And my guy, I honestly passed out. I was like, for a second, I was like in some like freaking, I was high as fuck on food. It was the most amazing thing I've ever had. Mm. And also, there's this other dish. I think it's made of lamb, and it's called shwa or shwe. I don't know.
Shua
or whatever. And so yeah,
is shua a Moroccan dish, dude? I literally went for a Ramadan thing here at like a desi house, and we had shua there. It's a very like common dish.
I never heard of it.
I don't know. It was the one that I had was very like Moroccan, specifically Moroccan shua. And like Kasser told me that like it's one of those dishes, like if you make it for your guests, it takes forever. It takes like 12 hours to make, first of all. Mm. But like, dude, that was honestly one of the greatest things that I've ever put in my mouth. And
it's like a meat porridge.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It was not porridge. It was just like shredded like lamb.
Yeah, yeah. Like it was really like thick.
Yeah.
Like boneless or whatever.
Yeah, it is boneless, but it's not like gravy or anything. It's great. I definitely recommend whoever is out there, like whoever's listening to this podcast, my guy, definitely go try a shwa from that Baba Mansoor restaurant.
You said take me when I come back. I'll come, yeah.
Do you have like a memorable food experience?
Yes, I actually have two. So I have many, but these are the reason
I'm saying. I wonder why, Lexin. Okay. I wonder why.
So 10 years ago, we went to this place called, it was just me and my dad. We went to this place called The Pub in Dubai. It's an English bar. And
wow, 10 years ago when you were
honestly
years
10
old,
years
ago, you walked no, into a
listen,
bar.
Listen, listen. It was in the morning. It was in the morning. Honestly, we had one of the best beef burgers over there. Like that burger, like the bun was honestly, it was not like as big as the ones that you see in Burger King and stuff like that, or any generic burger. But the beef patty, dude, it was like pure beef. Okay, it was not like minced beef. It was the actual steak. And it was like thick, dude. It was freaking thick. And it was like nice.
THICC.
Thick. It was thick, dude. It was so nice. And it was so juicy, man. Oh my God. It was the best burger. It was like perfect. I mean, I've had burgers before and I've had good burgers, but like that particular one, dude, was really perfect. Like, I wish I could have that again. And the second is, okay, I don't know, in Dubai, it's this Indian restaurant called Garana.
Okay.
It's really, it's in this place called Holiday Inn. But honestly, it's one of the best Indian restaurants I've ever been at, period. Like, they are, it's a little expensive, though. I went there, like, just twice. And they have the best Indian food. Like, everything is, like, it's, like, cooked really well. Like, compared to anything Indian that I've had before. So, like, I think their biryani was honestly, like, I don't know. The masala was just so different, dude. It was not, like, the normal masala. It was just, like, it had so much flavor to it. So, I think that was, like, one of the best places in Dubai. So, shout out to Garana. And shout out to The Pub.
Nice.
I also want to talk about... Okay, wait. There's another thing. I know we haven't reached desserts yet. But I want to talk about the best hot chocolate that I've ever freaking had.
Let me chime in with a little more Indian restaurant stuff. But I don't know where Safe is, but I'm gonna give shout outs to Mamsab in Jumeirah. Shout outs to Rabit's old restaurant.
Is it still there?
I mean, I'm sure the restaurant's still there. I don't think he owns it anymore. But shout out to Mamsab. Honestly, like, this isn't a shameless plug for a friend's old restaurant, but it was like legit awesome food. My mom went, we went there again later on. I think like literally that weekend, and then the next weekend we went back because we loved the food so much.
The paneer was good. The paneer was very nice. I remember. Yeah.
It was really great food. They gave us like this mint cooler in the beginning, and that was like really freaking dope.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it was
like in a small glass, right?
And the restaurant's like facing kind of like the lake or whatever. Say, if I'm talking about Mamsab, dude, remember Mamsab?
Oh shit, I remember that. Yeah, you were there. Yeah, Rabit's restaurant.
JLP.
Yeah,
Rabit's probably like, dude, I don't run the business anymore. You gotta like probably should have done this sort of shameless like plug back when like I could make some profit off it. Like, yeah, fuck you guys, man. This is stupid. Anyways, it was good food. I was telling him about this mint cooler that they gave us right in the beginning, and then we kept ordering it, and it was amazing. And the vibes were great because we were sitting out, and it was pretty dope.
When I went, it was me, you, Vishwa, and I don't remember.
Saif was there. Rabit was there.
Oh, Saif was there. But yeah, it was definitely a good restaurant. I would say so.
Okay, there's one place I want to talk about, which is here, which I'm... Oh, Saif's gone again.
He'll come back.
Okay, there's one place I really want to talk about, which is Ray's Bagels in Muscat. Shout out to Ray's Bagels, because, like, and this is a genuine shout out, because, like, I'd seen their posts on Instagram, okay? They had, like, a bunch of these posts and stuff, and, like, it was, like, instantly I was like, oh my god, I need to try this. But the only problem was, they're, like, open from, like, 7 in the morning or something, or 10 in the morning to, like, 7 in the evening, yeah. And I'm literally at work at those times. And they're off on Fridays, which is the one day I'm off on. So, but then the silver lining in all of this was last week on Saturday, I had to travel from my office to another office. And so while coming back to my office, like, I had like 3 hours in between that I just basically didn't go to the office, and I was just chilling at home. And so on the way, I like picked up that bagel, and I got like this big breakfast bagel from there. And my God, it was amazing. It had like, it had grilled chicken. It had like an amazing omelet.
Nice.
Turkey bacon. Fuck. Lettuce, tomatoes.
That sounds good, dude.
And, oh my God. I was hungry.
Fuck you.
And it was a cheese grated bagel. And like, legit, it reminded me of Rochester, because I would literally only eat bagels in Rochester. Shout outs to Ray's Bagels, because like, even like I'm saying this because I just went here recently, but like, legit, like, you walk into their store and they have like funny jokes. There was one joke that is like really funny. It's like a cartoon of like a bagel, like a bagel character, and it says, everyone keeps asking how much for a bagel, but no one asks how is the bagel doing. And like, it's like, so there was a weird pun about like, oh, I'm depressed because there's a hole in me or something like that. It was funny. And like, they have these local artists who like make all these like things, and they gave me free stickers and stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, man, it was a dope ass place.
But Sharon, I thought you were on a diet. Did you start going to the gym?
I was supposed to go on Sunday.
Yeah, why are you putting him on the spot, man?
It is Tuesday now. It is Tuesday, and I have not had the chance to go to the gym.
Oh.
I paid so much money for. But, yeah.
I wasn't able to finish my third dish. I forget what it was, but like...
Okay, wait, before you start, because you forgot what it was, I'm going to talk about my hot chocolate, because that is fucking amazing. Okay.
Hot chocolate?
Yes. It's like the best hot chocolate I've ever had. So,
this you is mean like chocolate milk, but just warm?
Okay, listen to me.
Hot
listen
cocoa.
To me.
What little children drink?
Are you, dude, Sharon, trust me. If you had this, you would fucking love it. I know both of you guys would love it. Okay, so this is in Brooklyn.
You don't know what I like. You don't know me.
This is
don't
in Brooklyn.
Think you know me.
Okay, guys, listen. Okay, so this is in Brooklyn, in a place called Dumbo. It's a place called Jack Torres.
Was it named after you, Langston?
Oh my god. But it's a place called Jack Torres. He's an actual chef. I think you guys must have heard of him. But well,
shout out to Jack Torres. I haven't heard of
Jack Torres. Sure, you're amazing guy, dude. Amazing chef. Okay. And he has like this chocolate shop, and he has amazing chocolates. I haven't tried them though. The only thing I tried was the ice creams, which are really nice. But dude, this hot chocolate, dude, I initially went with Sid over there, and they were giving like samples, and I was like, man, it's just hot chocolate. Like, it's normal, right? Like, who would like hot chocolate? It's like such a generic thing. And when I tried it, dude, I was like, I have to buy it. And it was like $3 or $4 for like a large cup or something. But dude, it was the best hot chocolate I've ever had. Like, it's actually thick, dude. Like, they actually have melted chocolate.
Again,
inside.
THICC thick.
Was fucking amazing, dude. It was thick, dude. THICK. Thick.
Okay.
Thick AF.
It's THICC, dude.
THICC. CK.
Langston doesn't know what this lingo is. Okay. Safe, what was your third place?
I completely forgot, but it was definitely something Indian. Let me see. I guess my third favorite dish will be kapsa, because I don't know. It's just kapsa was like such a simple Arab food, and I remember there's this restaurant near my house, which is probably closed down now. I know it's called like Ruz Bukhari or something, but goddamn, my guy, holy shit, that was like the best freaking. Okay, every Friday after Friday prayer, we'd always get kapsa, like, and dude, it was like. Like, you know those, like, foods that are, like, super heavy, but you just can't stop eating them, and you just keep eating them, and you just keep hating yourself? It was one of those. Dude, I like, none of my friends are back home in Abcake anymore, but I feel like I'd go back home. Just, I'd figure out a way to get a visa to go to Saudi just for that dish. It was so good. So good. Oh, my God. God damn it, why are we doing this? I'm starving, man. Holy shit. Okay, I'm done. Okay, who's next? Lexan, you go.
Oh, by the way, food in Thailand was fucking amazing. There's this one concept which is like amazing. I don't know. It would crush in Dubai. We literally went to a mall and we kind of went technically into their food court. But their food court was like a fine dining restaurant with like different counters serving different cuisine, basically. So imagine like you're walking into Global Day or something, or like Global Village, where you have like different stalls that are cooking different food. And there's like waiters who serve you the food as well. Like you just go to them, you go to like the counter that you want to order from, and they had like literally everything. Like they had Indian food, they had Arabic food, they had shawarma there in Thailand. I was like freaking out about that, and basically they had like this their version of a pancake. It was cool, like whatever. They had seafood, this and that, and you literally place your order and then go and take a seat, and then the food comes to you. And it was amazing. I had like this garlic parmesan there, which is amazing, and this fried rice jambalaya, which was cool, and the Nutella pancakes were really cool. But yeah, that concept like blew my mind, because you're walking into the food court, which is like a fine dining restaurant, but also like stalls that you can like literally see your food in front of you. It was pretty cool.
Nice, dude. Thailand sounded lit. It looked lit.
So yeah, I guess that was it. That's all our favorite foods. We have talked about a variety of things, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't even scratch the surface of like awesome things.
Yeah,
that we've had.
Like the best cake. Oh, dude, Bake Mart cakes are amazing. Shout out to Bake Mart.
Shout outs to Bake Mart. I don't know what you are, but I'm sure. Well, I'm not sure if you're good, because Langston's vouching for you,
dude. And the cakes are soft, dude. They're just melting them out, dude. It soaks a lot.
I don't know. Have you guys ever had Japanese cheesecake?
No.
I've tried it once.
Oh, is this place called Yomo something?
Okay, there's this restaurant in Dubai Mall. Mm-hmm. And on Washington Road, it's called Yamanote.
Yamanote, yes. Who recommended that to you, sir?
Shout out to Yamanote. Shut the fuck up, Langston.
Again, for the record, I saw the opportunity to make a joke about that, and I let it go.
Okay.
Went through for round two and disappointed me.
I'm sorry, man. It was funny.
Shout out to Yamanote. It's a great restaurant with great cheesecake. The cheesecake is fucking to die for. And you know what? Actually, sometimes you have to like book like your cheesecake before you go there, because they go so fast. And,
when I come back, can you take me over there?
Okay. There's another Japanese restaurant that I really, really love. It's in Dera. It's in Al Ghurair Mall. It's called Yakitate. Holy shit. That's also great. Their cheesecake is to die for as well. And they have this sangria tea. Obviously, it doesn't have alcohol in it. But they have this sangria.
Because we don't drink alcohol, because we're responsible adults.
Yep, I for sure don't. But they have this sangria tea, and that tea is hands down the best thing that I've ever drank in my life. Shout out to Yakitate. If y'all want to sponsor us, you know, your boys are right here waiting for the cash to flow in. And
it's cash or kind, to be very honest, yeah.
But yeah, or you know what? Fuck it. I'll just take food, man. Just give me a food.
I mean, yeah.
One last thing. Fried chicken. If you want to have the best fried chicken in Dubai, go to Cane's. Cane's in Dubai Mall. Holy shit. Raising Cane's. best fried chicken in the fucking world. Fuck KFC, fuck Popeyes, Raising
Cane's. Popeyes.
Hello. We're not going to get sponsored by Raising Cane's. KFC, 20 years later, maybe there's a shot when they're going bankrupt. Popeyes, I don't think so.
Okay, even fuck Texas Chicken as well. They suck. But trust me, friggin' Raising Cane's. And my guy, those guys, I swear, just go have their fried chicken. You'll cry. You'll cry. I'm telling you, you'll cry.
Damn. Yeah. So that's going to take me to a lot of places.
Yeah. Raising Cane's. That's another restaurant. But yeah, carry on. Let's wrap it up. Go right ahead.
So yeah, I guess that's it for all of our memorable food experiences and types of cuisine we love. It doesn't really scratch the surface, to be very honest. I'm sure
there's so many more.
Sure, people are gonna be like, "But what about Wendy's curly fries and the Szechuan sauce from McDonald's?" And we're gonna be like, "I don't care about any of that." The point is, this is all cool. And go if you're in any of these cities: Rochester, Brooklyn, Muscat, Dubai.
Contact Abcake.
Please, even if the restaurant is shut down, make it a point to visit these awesome recommendations that we have. And I'm pretty sure we're gonna tag all of these as well.
Yo, and also like really tell them cool. That you got to know about
these. Hey, thanks for ruining my flow, Langston. Okay. What I'm trying to say is we're gonna link to all of their pages and stuff, because like no joke, these are actually pretty great restaurants with pretty great food, and I'm pretty sure they're all reasonable except for that one place you were talking about, Langston. But yeah, it's like if you want to go out with some friends or on a date or something, I'm pretty sure you can recommend everything here except for Popeyes, because Popeyes.
Wait, who would have a better recommendation for date restaurants?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, Sheldon, I see what you did there.
Sheldon, do you have any recommendations? Because
I think my guy Safe.
Safe.
Probably Safe knows someone who's got good recommendations.
Doctor Date.
What the fuck? Why am I being cornered here, man? What the fuck?
Like, yeah, it's so weird.
I tried to corner Sheldon, but then he pointed it to you. So.
Anyway.
Okay. Just a heads up, these guys are just fucking around. There's nothing. My friends are just bitching.
It's safe. It's fine. It's cool. But yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you to all the restaurants that we name dropped. You've all been an important part of this podcast, and you've made our appetites very, very satiated. And yeah, thank you for listening to this podcast. This is me, Sharon, and Langston and Safe saying thank you to all these restaurants, and thank you for listening, and peace out to my bros and my homies and my girls.
Peace and, out. Oh, yeah. The people are gonna go on
terrible
dates.
Outro.
Jesus.
I sound like I'm 40 years old trying to come out with an outro.